Tin, 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 tin. Estás escuchando el podcast de Reggae in the City con el DJ Daddy English. Por favor, suscríbete vía iTunes, SoundCloud. You are listening to the Reggae in the City podcast with DJ Daddy English. Please subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud and Tuning Radio APP. Tin, 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 tin.
And Daddy English, what you say?
Listen, this is Marty Mar present for Daddy English Reggae in the City podcast.
I'm gonna build it over the world like Google, so may I represent Daddy English.
Yeah, lively up yourself, for reggae is another band.
Now this is the original track for Game of Fun. But I like to big up Daddy English on the Reggae in the City podcast. Big up yourself every time original track for Game of Fun.
Greetings, Reggae in the City. Yeah, we're trying to keep the city. Clean up the shit, you know, make it a proper city. We're trying to soul. Musical wise, tune in, don't believe. Cause it won't be too long now. It won't be too long till all of the sufferings have run. Soon we'll be right. Just keep the faith. Cause it's the cross that you Rastafari guy, one more time, big up yourselves.
Hey, if I ever make it in a life, that the English no say you are royalty. So me a fi set it in a right. Like royalty, royalty. Hey, 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 daddy English, a protege, no. Who say?
What you got? We live on a street corner.
Welcome back to another episode. Reggae in the City, the podcast. You're Shree Daddy English right here inside the building. This is episode number 162.
Bless you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to say a big thank you to all of those tuned in and listening. All those who've been listening since episode number one. Or new listeners, big up yourselves also. Likewise, yeah? You can listen to the episodes via the iTunes podcast app, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many, many more platforms. Wherever you're listening from, press a like, leave a comment, and help us reach the world. You know how it goes, yes?
This is Kayla Bliss, and you are now listening to Daddy English.
So we have a very big episode for you today. One of my favorite artists of this time is gracing us with his presence. He has a nice album on the road right now. We've been playing some of the music from that album on the past episodes. So this time we get to speak to him and understand how the whole thing goes, yeah?
I like it.
So wherever you are right now, I hope you are blessed, feeling good. And if not, I hope we can bring joy and positive energy to you and your family, yeah?
I like it. I like it.
So here goes, we're speaking to Esco Levi right here on the Reggae in the City podcast. Watch this one.
Me say me ready now. Everything bubble now. Yeah, kawa. You tune in to Daddy English. Reggae in the City, keep it locked. Yeah, of course, say that.
Bless you.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Playing some reggae in the city.
Man on top ranking. We are top ranking.
Penthouse, we not entertain stranger. Accurate sniper, lone ranger. If you don't display good behavior,
listen,
you're gonna get missed like a fight from Malaysia.
Reggae.
From them flip sign like a crossfader. Them a go need the man we born pick off them head just like a Diego. As them see I, them see danger. Live cross the fence, but I don't trust my neighbor. Always on guard and I watch the invader. Uninvited guest, not a dread, never afraid. I am no lamb to no slaughter. By any means, by any means, I have to defend my own. My enemies, my enemies, all they run for two. By any means, by any means, I have to defend my own. My enemies, my enemies, all they run for two. Now the story come to bump on the armor, eat the nail head. Them said them bad penthouse, stop persuading. Anytime you sight we, boy, you better play dead. Because your space get invaded. Tell your mama buy more rum in the market. Finally, get to you to have you as we target. Big rusty thing, man, a clappy had to rot it. And we no care who them a walk with. Cause our life not sweet like a cheese bread. Desolate place, we get this bread. While politician warm in a sheet spread. Get a youth, them call a road. By any means, by any means, I have to defend my own. My enemies, my enemies, on the run for joy.
If this is your first time listening to the episodes,
my enemies,
you need to know we take our time with the music. We don't rush the music, we let it play, yes? That's the reggae in the city way.
They wanna take my place, and I look up in my face. Tie I up with night clays, push I off a high place. Jaja give the high grace, charging through them byways. Speed bump on them highways, stand firm like a skyscraper. Cause when ghetto youths in need, it breed jealousy and greed. People are gonna bleed, and psalms are gonna read. Mama go weep, set up a keep, permanent sleep, and single start repeat.
Okay, welcome back to the Reggae in the City podcast. Yours truly, Daddy English, inside the building. And as usual, we have a very, very special guest. He's released a brand new album this year in March. He's a five-time Juno Award winner. This album is produced mainly by Donovan Germain. It's released on the Penthouse Records label. Features Dean Frazier, O'Kale McIntyre on horns. Also features Charlie Black and Dwayne Stevenson and Specs the Boss. Now, this album is from one of our favorite artists all the way over there in Canada. And it's called Born to be Free. So let's welcome Esco Levi to the Reggae in the City podcast. Welcome, sir.
Wagwan, wagwan.
How you doing, boss? All is
I'm
well?
Good, man. How is the weather over there in England? Is it overcast?
Yeah, as usual, yeah. It's overcast. It's not as too usual. Bad. Yeah, not too bad, but you know, yeah, we yeah. give thanks, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, for real, man. Thank you for having me.
No, man, where in the world are you at the moment?
Well, I'm in my home in Canada right now at the moment. I just came from downtown Toronto because there's an organization called Helping Hands Jamaica. They build over 200 schools all across Jamaica. So my former manager, Denise Jones, she was an active member. You know, she passed away around 3 years ago.
Yes,
so this year they gave out the first award in Denise Jones' name, and I was the first recipient.
Congratulations.
So I just actually returning home just now.
Wow, congratulations on that, sir. Congratulations, you know what I mean? I'm sure that means a hell of a lot to you, you know?
Yes, yes, it does. You know what I mean? Because it's all about community and community development and education, you know what I mean?
Yes.
For me, yes. And just to receive it from a great organization like that, that's done so much for Jamaica, it's really amazing.
Yeah. So you, in your career, you've really been flying the flag for Jamaica in Canada. Like, you know what I mean? The whole reggae music and everything. How has that been for you? Is that's your plan?
Yes, that not only for Jamaica, it's just youth in general. You know what I mean? Jamaica obviously would be at the top of the list because that's where I was born, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's I think sometimes you don't have to do something physically to influence our future generation, but just by your attitude. And you know what I mean, someone can be in Africa and going on your Facebook and see the influence you are, you know what I mean, and they can enhance their development You know what I mean? In the future. So you don't have to be in the physical at all time. You know what I mean? In terms of you know somebody and you go there and do something for them. You know what I mean? Yeah, but just the life that you live. So I just try to live that life that is circumspect and that is uplifting to youth across the world. You know what I mean?
Wow. And you know what? That shows in your music, and it definitely shows in this wonderful album that you have here called Born to be Free. You know what I mean? When I listen to the album, it sounds like it's very Afrocentric. You know what I mean? Like you're getting at the culture. You know what I mean? Was that the whole idea on this project?
Yeah, this project, it was, as I said, doing this album, it's not like I have an idea of what the album would become when I started recording. I just start recording songs, you know what I mean? And then when you check it out, like 80% of the songs were talking about liberation and struggle and triumph, and you know what I mean? So we just decided to name it Born to be Free. You understand what I'm saying?
Nice.
And also, this album have a variety of different sounding songs too. It's just not straight reggae. Like, for instance, you have a song like Fine Tooth Comb, which is a ska song.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You would have Smile Africa, which is a more Afro-centric type of song. You have Frozen Heart, which is a punk sounding song. So it's different flavor, you know what I mean? Different genre.
Yeah, for sure. And you've always been that kind of artist that, you know, your subject matters on the songs are always relatable to the common person, you know what I mean? For instance, the song that you just mentioned, Fine Tooth Comb, I can relate to that, and many people with Afro hair could relate to that song there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that song is actually a true story, you know what I mean? Because when I was growing up in the country in Jamaica, every morning my grandfather would comb my ear. I never used to like it. You know, Jamaica, I think Jamaica have the sharpest teeth combs.
Yes.
You know, the Caribbean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I remember those days when my grandfather tried to comb my ear, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And in those days, he used to call it low front and buff back. that they in the 80s, late 80s, because they would comb the ear from the front to the back. So the back part of your ear would pile up and at the front is low.
Yeah.
So I remember vivid every morning, my grandfather sitting on a stone, between his legs and holding my forehead with his left hand and just having that comb plunging in my skull. You know what I mean?
That's pain,
while,
man,
the sun is coming over the mountainside.
Nice.
On a hot morning.
Yeah.
So I remember vivid. So that's what that song is all about. You know what I mean?
Blessed, this is Mark Tomorrow, represent for Daddy English, Reggae in the City Podcast.
No papa, no, hair.
No, papa, no.
I was crying and he just don't care.
No, papa,
so I know I gotta be dread one day. Gotta be dread. Gotta be dread. Ah la la. Papa sit on a flat rock stone and I wait on me to come home. Start crying as me reach at the gate. Don't know papa go test my fate. Nasty boy come and comb your head. Society no like no dread. And it no make no sense you beg. Me have to comb out the faulty leg. Why? Oh, what a situation. Sense you run. Dreadlocks are watch you, don't make him catch you. He will drink your blood. Society show no love.
I like
police are
hunt
with
them.
Bust a man to say full the cemetery. Bring them up a book. Why? Oh, what a situation. Don't care.
No, papa,
so I know I'm gonna be dread one day. Gonna be dread.
them, this is Mike Sharon Chosen, Daddy English, Reggae in the City, bring music, full of quality.
When I wake up in the morning, me and Papa in a quarrel.
Daddy English,
no, the neighbors hear me calling with a fine tooth comb. Papa, comb my hair.
No, Papa, no.
I was crying and he just don't care.
Papa,
so I know I gotta be dread one day. Gotta be dread.
Fair play, man. That's a nice vibe. You know what I mean? Like, so that's when you decided that, you know what, you're gonna go dreadlocks, you know what I mean? But when,
yes, we have to dread.
Yeah. So when yeah, did the Rastafari come into it now? Because it's not just about the dreadlocks, you know what I mean?
No, it's not all about dreadlocks, you know what I mean? Because as I said, your hair can grow, but your hair means nothing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But your heart cannot grow back, you know what I mean? Because there are a lot of people who don't have no hair upon them head. Basically, hair upon your head is an outward showing of an inner work.
See.
You know what I mean? Hair mean nothing, because your hair can't grow back, you know what I mean? But your heart can't grow back.
Yes.
It's just a liberty. It's just being conscious and being uplifting. And, you know, I always try to portray that in my everyday life. You know what I mean? And being positive all the time.
Yes.
And being a great influence and a great trailblazer.
Nice.
For people and for my kids and for everyone. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Indeed. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So if we're going to talk about the title track now, Born to Be Free, that one reminds me of a Nina Simone song called Four Women. You know what I mean? Just the
yes.
way... Was that the inspiration behind this song?
No, I think there's that. If you noticed, that song have a blues sound into it.
Yes.
I was listening to this artist in the US. I don't remember his exact name. Mm. He's a blues artist, and that's how the melody came to me. Right. But then again, I was listening to Nina Simone and the words. The first two lines
yes.
came from listening to Nina Simone. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because I really love Nina Simone, so I think... The lyrical, the style came from that artist in the US, but the first two lines is definitely inspired by Nina Simone, the great.
Great music. It's a great song, you know what I mean? Like I said, the whole album is amazing, you know? And one of the things that I like most, you're one of my favorite reggae artists of this time. But my... For a long time. For a long, long, long time, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. But my all-time favorite reggae artist is Don Carlos, and you have two of his songs on this album here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. So,
talk because about... I did a show with Don Carlos last year, the R&B Music Festival in California.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I was listening to Don Carlos. I started listening a lot of older Don Carlos because he have a unique sound.
Yes.
Indeed. You know what I mean? So, I just decided to just play with two of his songs in terms of changing the beat, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think they came out well. One of the most requested songs from the album to me is Young Girl.
Young Girl.
You know what I mean? A lot of people like that song. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that also endorses the dreadlocks and the Rasta too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that.
Blessed, this is Mark Tomorrow presents for Daddy English Reggae in the City Podcast.
As a daddy don't preach, you won't run away. All when her mother and her family, they my object. I just the rest of man alone, she won't come check. No pinch she has seen, and a book she a read. They couldn't believe, so she a me queen. Now everything seal up, she know that me serious. Uptown girl says she not give her dream up. She need a man with quality. She came from a first class society, but she no in on a vanity. No.
She love the natty dread.
Yeah.
Young girl, since she
she never feel like this. Never met another man so real like this. To me, keep it real and I pre no chicks. All when her family them a pre antique bow. Sit down and rest your feet, my miss. And hold me close if you feel like this. Jah bless this relationship, and I don't care if your mother or your papa like it. No,
no, no, girl, since she love the nothing dread, she jump and nothing dread, locks on to it. No, no, girl, since she love the nothing dread, she love the nothing dread, locks on to it.
So, Escoliva, tell us about the Canada Reggae documentary.
Yes, no, doing so much shows over the year in Canada and the US all over. Mm-hmm. We've been documented all these shows, and I mean, I'm fortunate to have a camera crew who's always with me, you know. Okay. So we just decided we're going to put some local compilation together, you know what I mean, of we being backstage, being on the road, rehearsal, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we'll be releasing part one on the 7th of June on my birthday on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just for people to see what we've been doing here in Canada as a band, you know what I mean?
Nice.
In terms of promoting reggae music. I also have my festival called the Eyepiece Music Festival. We did it last year, downtown Toronto. We'll be doing it this year at the JCA in Toronto, Jamaica Canadian Center. And we're going to have Fanta and Mojo. We're going to have Ibamar, myself, and many other great artists from across Canada.
Mad, mad. You know, that's yeah. That's a good vibe. What part of the, that, what part of the year that is that in?
It's September, September 6th.
September 6th. Okay, people, yeah. You know, Canadian people, look out for that one or fly out and check it out. You know what I mean? That's a nice vibe there. I can see that already, you know?
Yeah, man, for real.
For sure, for sure. So most of this album, I'm guessing, was recorded at Penthouse Records?
Yes, and some were recorded here in Canada with my band.
Okay, okay. So give us that. Let us know what it's like just being in that studio in Penthouse. You know what I mean? What's the vibes like there?
Well, I've been working at Penthouse for a couple of years now, from around 2012, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The vibe is always epic, you know what I mean? You have to have a person like Donovan German with such great track records, you know what I mean? He brought to the forefront people like Bojo Bant and Barry Salmon, you know what I mean? He's done so many, Romy and Virgo, name it, Donovan German. So just to have him in the presence and him in the midst, directing everything,
yes.
You know what I mean? It's always a pleasure because it's not much artists. You know what I mean? Have the opportunity to be around a legendary producer like that. You know what I mean? So I must give thanks to Jermaine and Penthouse for accepting Escoliva as a part of the family over the years, you know?
Yes, for sure, for sure. It's a nice combination, man. Like, you know, I was happy to hear the combination with you and Dwayne Stevenson because that's an old-time Penthouse rhythm also, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. So talk about that song for us, how that combination came around. And, you know, why it was important for you to sing that one?
Well, Dwayne did the song, and I mean, but Jermaine thought that it would be nice if it's a combination, you know what I mean? So once he played the song for me, because Dwayne is a great artist, a great writer, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't have a problem writing something for it. And I think that verse was written by me and Slash. Slash is the next artist at Penthouse.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So it really came out well. People love it.
Can go for shopping spree.
Beautiful in every way.
But she's a high maintenance kind of girl.
My daddy that English was a
sir. It is Escoliva.
It's Caleb Bliss, and you are now listening to Daddy.
How was she want to win?
She wants tender and wine. She want to have a romantic time. That's what she loves.
One bite.
I like
that's
it.
What
I like
she
it.
Loves. She wants diamonds and rose. She likes to wear expensive clothes. That's what she loves. That's what she loves. I know your mama didn't raise no fool. You're as cool as you rule. Confident when you touch the rope. You leave a loose lip, girl, exposed. Girl, you're perfect in every way. And you no matter what the others say. Because you know that you got it, you know that they want it. Wouldn't have it any other way. You want dinner and
bless
wine.
Up, this is my
you
want to
have a romantic time. That's
reggae.
What she loves.
Music.
That's
full
what
full
she loves. Oh, she wants diamonds and rose. She only wear expensive clothes.
appreciate you. And there is no one in this world I compare you to. Girl, you deserve it all, you deserve everything. I give you diamonds and pearls. First class flight, 5-star restaurant. Shopping in Dubai and you can choose what you want. Dinner on the yacht, you're looking very elegant. When the Lamborghini pull up at the spot. Under the moon like this, got to be more than just a good night kiss. Have you rocking on my king size? Fit you in the morning for a ring size, girl.
She wants tender and wine. She wanna have a romantic time. That's what she loves. That's what she loves. Baby girl, you are the greatest. Even though you want the latest car.
Listen, this is Martin to represent for Daddy English Reggae in the City Podcast.
No, me not go waste your time. Chill with me, everything is fine. Me not go break your heart. Just flow and make the loving start. She wants tender and wine. She wanna have a romantic time. That's what she loves. That's what she loves, baby. She wants chocolates and rose. She only wears expensive clothes. That's what she loves.
Esco, there is a tradition on this podcast where we ask every musician, every entertainer, the hardest question in the world. And that question is, if there's one song that says to you, this is why I love reggae music, what song is that?
That's a tough question. Yes. You know, that I love. First and foremost, Bob Marley cannot sing Nothing Wrong for me. Mm. You know what I mean? Let me just put it clear. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Burning Spirit cannot sing Nothing Wrong for me. You know what I mean? Yes. So it's hard to choose, right? So I would say everything from Bob Marley catalog, everything right. From Burning Spirit catalog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not hard. That's not a problem there, because those two. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, that's nice vibe. You know.
Down to the nitty gritty, playing some reggae in the city.
Show down your hands and come. Show down your hands.
One back, one back.
I like it. I like it.
I know you're enjoying that vibe right there, yeah? Burning Spear, throw down your arms.
she usually say. Children,
Esco Levi said anything from Burning Spears catalogue and Bob Marley's catalogue.
Please obey.
So we're gonna play another one from Bob Marley just after this one. I've got to give you a very big announcement. Let you know about the Rude Boy to Role Model project. A project run in partnership by Sugar's Knockout Gym and Power Mobile Gym. Both created with the common purpose of empowering youth globally. The Rude Boy to Role Model project is a 2-week cultural exchange program between England and Jamaica. The purpose of this project is to empower and offer boxing mentoring to those who would not normally have access to it. Listen to episode 116 of the Reggae in the City podcast. Also listen to episode 158 for more information on this great initiative. Follow at Power Mobile Gym on Instagram and at the Rude Boy 2 Role Model. So it's at @_PowerMobileGym and at Rude Boy 2 Role Model. Yeah? For more information. What a vibe. Let's get back to it. Don't Rock My Boat. Selection 4, Esco Levi. Watch ya.
Under the English white sky,
cause I don't want my boat to be rocking anyhow. Please don't you rock my boat, no. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. I'm telling you that, oh, ooh, I like it a
So I'm following you on Instagram, and I see that you're very active in football and exercise at the moment. You know, what's that all about?
Well, I've never stopped playing football, and I mean over the years, somebody else said you, you know what I mean? Like it's my ritual. I love it. You know what I mean? That's where I express myself the most. Yes. I really love soccer. You know what I mean? I like to watch it. I like to involve in it. Mm. So we have a team here in Canada. I formed my own team here in Canada. It's a master's team.
Wow.
Okay. It's called Armands FC. Armands is my community in Manchester, Jamaica, where I'm from.
Nice. Okay.
You know what I mean? Last year was the first year I put in my own team and we won.
All right.
You know what I mean? We won the final year. And then this year now, we're just in this season. So it's going well. You know what I mean? And it's masters over 35.
Okay.
You know, so it's always fun to go there in the community and represent something. You know what I mean? And I think this is what football really is. You know what I mean? In terms of fitness too.
Yes.
Remember, I'm not young anymore and I'm getting up there in age. You know, next month I'll be 43 years old. You know what I mean? So I have to maintain the fitness. I have to exercise. And whenever I go to Jamaica, if I spend 2 months in Jamaica, I will put on so much weight.
Bad.
You know what I mean? So when I come to Canada, I have to try to find ways and means to actually control it. So I think one of the hardest things for me in terms of fitness is because we grew up in Jamaica, where we cook a lot of food.
Mm.
Where we cook food is a big pot of food, you know what I mean? Where we eat enough dumpling, we eat enough dumpling.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to break myself into eating smaller portions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you and me both, boss. I'm the same way.
I'm telling you, it's hard because, as I said, when we were growing up in Jamaica, we used to cook this 4 pound of flour and this four, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
4 pound of rice because we just like to cook the food. So right now, I'm in a transition process where I'm trying to control my amount. I'm trying to control even my time of eating because over the years, now I realize that I wasn't eating properly, even though I don't eat meat for years.
Yes.
But I'm talking about portion, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's very important.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to control that, you know what I mean? And control my weight.
No, that's a good thing because I even read somewhere where it says the less you eat is the longer you live, you know what I mean? So
I'm telling you, because food is good and food is bad. And guess what?
Mm.
I'm not going to let food kill me.
No.
Because I'm a living testimonial when I saw it happen before my eyes when people eat bad, you know what I mean? And I realized, because guess what?
Mm.
The space, they said the space in your belly to hold food is your fist.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I can tell you that is your mind telling you that you need a lot of food.
Yeah.
Because if when you're on the plane going to England and they give you something to eat, this small amount of food, it's full of belly because there's nothing else there for you to eat.
Exactly that.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So your mind conditioned to your situation and tell you that, listen, there's nothing more here, you know, so this is what they gave me in the plane, the 2 pixels.
Yeah.
It's after full my belly until I reach to England.
Indeed.
But whenever you cook the pot of food and you see it, your brain is eventually telling you that, listen, you need 4 dumplings or 5 dumplings. And you need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a mind thing.
Yes. I agree 100%, you know. So I commend you on that journey and I wish you all the best with that because that is
that's
very important, you know.
Why save the best for last when tomorrow is not promised to no one? Live your life each moment, only memories will replace you when you're gone. Only have one life, and I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it, yes. And it feels so right. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it, yes. I'm so elated to see my daughters growing up and my son is educated. Knowing that I'm coming from a place where nothing's set in place. Forget the youths like me. The darkest part of the night is just before morning. I'm putting my all in. No one's gonna walk your path for you. Just be true and answer your calling. Only have one life.
Blessed, this is Mark. I'm representing Daddy English Reggae Music Podcast.
Right. And it feels so right. I'm gonna live it, I'm gonna live it, yeah. Only have one life. I'm gonna live it, I'm gonna live it, yes. And it feels so right. I'm gonna live it, I'm gonna live it. Get
up every day and you argue. Not remembering your little life is borrowed. Cherish luxuries and lose it tomorrow. Living in this world of confusion and sorrows. I wanna be free as the sparrow. The pitch up on the top of Kilimanjaro. Time is the master, me I warn you. You better do what you want to because yeah, I only have one life and I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it, yes. And it feels so right. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it. I only have one life and I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it, yes. And it feels so right. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it. Yes, I'm hoping things would change one day. Oh, so I do the best I can today. Oh. Hey.
One other important question you kind of skipped over is what football team do you support?
All right, when I was watching the game today, I was asked this question. You know what I mean? And okay. Let me answer this question. Believe me, I don't have a favorite team. I just love to watch good football.
Okay.
I just like to watch good football because guess what? No, if you have a favorite team, you're gonna be emotional. Yeah. And I understand, like, as a person who's been playing soccer over the years, and understand how soccer go, it's not the best team. You can be the best team and a team that is an underdog beat you today because they're the one who come out to play that 90 minutes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And they will get the best of you and then you will feel emotional.
Yes.
I just like to watch good football and good players. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah.
I cannot have my favorite team because it's if I should say my favorite team, it would have to be Jamaica, win or lose. Jamaica and Canada. Because I live in Canada and Jamaica is my homeland. But in terms of having a team, like this is my diehard team. It's hard for me because I understand all the game of soccer play. Mm. Because it don't matter how big you be, it or how huge your team is or how much great player you have on the pitch, a team that is not known to no one could come and beat it today. Because guess what? They decided that in mind that this 90 minutes, we are going to win and we're going to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's how football works.
Yeah, it's true, man. Because I support Manchester United and I've been crying most of the season. You know what I mean? So it's not good.
But see what I'm saying to you? I look at it today.
Yeah.
Look at it today.
Today I'm happy. Yeah.
So today is a perfect example of what I'm trying to say to you.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Remember, Man City have been doing well all season.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And look. Nobody ever expect Man U could come and win today. That's how football works.
Yes.
It's the team that came out. It's the 90 minutes matter.
Yeah.
Everything in training, none of those matter until this is the 90 minutes we're going to play today because we are deciding mind because it can be a human error.
Yes.
You can make a mistake. Anything can happen. So it's the 90 minutes. It's who's more prepared in that 90 minutes.
Yes.
Win the game, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, man, thank you. So good advice there, you know, very good advice. I wish I knew that when I was a child, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all good. But Esco, listen, tell us what song should we play next on this album for the people? Which song would you say play next for them?
Frozen Heart.
Frozen Heart. You know what? That is that's an amazing song there. Like even the message on that one there, you know? It's very amazing because it's a cold-hearted world, you know what I mean? And that's
from a place where gangster thing is cool. Face up the beach, out white to set the rules. And the wise trying not to catch the fools. No fishes are bred for the multitude. Politicians turn for the country like prostitute. And breed up one man in a khaki suit. Now the teachers have to run left the schools. Them try them best what else to do. And the street full of cops with a new recruit. Fools with gun don't know who to shoot. Can't figure it out like Rubik's Cube. Everywhere I look it look destitute. Shine.
your doorstep. Please don't leave it open. Frozen heart, you won't get away. For the things you have done, you got to pay. You're dodging your shadow.
I like it. I like it.
Listen, this is Mark Tomorrow, present for Daddy English Reggae in the City Podcast. Find
jobs. Smartphone video crime gone viral. Watching news later on for reprisal. Them a go rally back for them rival. Cause they done in a the ghetto where them idol. Them a do what him say like Simon. That a go on in a few we look a island. Shot a beat, can't sleep in a your dive on. Political war and tribal. And they shot them a wave like a tidal. Tired to wash blood with Lysol. Politician make the talk and it final. Shadows in the dark, dangers at your doorstep. Please don't leave it open. Frozen heart, you won't get away. From the things you have done, you got to pay. You're fighting your shadow, but it will follow you wherever you go. Just so you know,
I got the English way.
Frozen heart, you won't get away. From the things you have. It will follow you wherever you go. Just so you know,
you won't get away. You won't get away. You won't get away. Soon comes the day. You won't get away. You won't get away. You won't get away.
One verse.
From a place where gangster thing is cool. Face off the bleach out white to set the rules. And the wise try not to catch the fools. No fishes are bred for the multitude. Politicians and for the country like prostitute. And breed up one man in a khaki suit. Now the teachers have to run left the schools. Them try them best what else to do. And the street full of cops with a new recruit. Fools with gun don't know who to shoot. Can't figure it out like Rubik's Cube. Everywhere I look it look destitute. Shadows in the dark, dangers at your doorstep. Please don't leave it open.
Disco, I want to say thank you for taking the time out, man, and just continue to put out the good work and the good albums. What can we expect next from you as far as tours and even music?
Well, I'm leaving next week. I have a couple of shows in the US. I'm leaving on the 6th, you know, I mean, on the 7th is my birthday.
Okay.
I'm in the US. I have a couple of shows over in the US, and then I'm coming back to Canada. I have so much over here in Canada.
Nice.
So I have, you know, I'm supposed to come to Europe in September. Nice. You know what I mean? So looking forward to coming back to England soon. I haven't been to England from 2018.
Yes, we look forward to that, for sure.
Yeah, so it's time now. It's overdue for me to come back to England.
Yes, and we welcome you with open arms, trust me. So whenever you reach this, you know, we just link up and we'll make it work, you know, for sure.
All right, family.
Yes, I. Esco Levi, thank you for taking the time out, sir, and enjoy the rest of your day, you know?
Bless him.
My hair is woolly, my skin is black.
That's my time. Remember, the man that walks backwards stumbles, but the man that walks forward too fast trips up. Keep it moving and catch him next time. Check out this album, Born to be Free. This is the title track, Esco Levi, Born to be Free. Check it out, good reggae music. Follow him on Instagram or social media too, yeah? Catch you next time.
My hair is woolly, my skin is black. I was sold by master for a merchant stock. My wrist still have bruises from the shackles gripped tight. We face great tribulation for the birth of this nation. Written
and the shackles grip tight. We face great tribulation for the birth of this nation. Written down in Revelation that we will rise and spread the wings and fly. Born to be free. Born to be free. Born to be free. Born to be free.
Born to be free.
Jethro Lion come from Zion, strong like iron. You don't know Reggae in the City podcast with Daddy English. Tune in! Cause this is Jethro Lion come from Zion, strong like iron. Straight out of Lagos, Nigeria. You understand? Music is a universal language. So we don't deal with segregation. We don't deal with racism. We don't deal with corruption. You know? I just love and unity we have preached every time. You understand? Daddy English, big up yourself, you don't know. Jethro Lion rate you big time. Please.
Born to be free.